This is Talking Business.
My next guest is Tony Smith, General Manager for South Pacific, including Australia, I presume, of a company called Aruba, which is part of Hewlett-Packard. G'day, Tony.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Very well. Now, I think probably the best way to explain to us what Aruba does is through a case study. So tell us about the Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup, yes. We worked with Ryder Cup as we wired up the golf course and allowed people to use the Wi-Fi across the golf course and navigate around the golf course so they could find each other and find where the different points around the golf course
were. So did you sell the kit that went into the trees? Is that so? I mean, you obviously sort of produced the network and so on, but did you also, and you advised them, I presume you charged them consulting fees and whatever, but did you actually sell the kit?
Yeah, it was provided.
Was that something you guys make?
Yes, it's the equipment we make and the software that goes with it. And I think the neat parts of it was the location awareness that we provided people, so you could basically find where to go. So it allowed people to navigate from to the toilets and find another person and find the hospitality services as well, and also to find them. So it was sort of quite a lot of convenience services.
So another case study that's possibly a little bit closer to home is the Australian National Audit Office, which I presume is part of your...
It is.
They're one of your customers.
They are,
here.
Yes.
Tell us what you do for them.
They use our network infrastructure for in their office locations, so it allows their mobile devices, PCs and mobile phones and so forth to connect into the network, and also that then provides the further network connections from the wireless into their sort of Ethernet corporate network. And
Because those auditors travel around a bit, right? They go and inspect offices. So
is
what you do then to provide a kind of a private network for all of their staff?
Yes. So they have the next level ability, which is they take a bit of equipment of ours, which gives them their own private or extension of the corporate network to where they're working. So the audit office network is extended to them into the workplace, wherever they may be, and it gives them a secure connection back to their office environment without having to use someone else's network or other infrastructure.
So, right. So are you, in a sense, an alternative to the cloud, or are you part of that process?
Well, I think actually we're part of that process because we provide the, I guess you call it the on-ramp, and allows the person to using their device, whatever, a phone or PC, to connect to the network, which then gets them onto the internet and then into the cloud services that they use. So we're a facilitator of all of that.
So I take it what you're all about is the digital office, what they call the digital office, that is...
Yeah, so the digital office or, this workplace that allows people to work anywhere, using any device they want to use, safely and securely, connect back into their business systems that they have back in their normal workplace or into these cloud services as well that people are offering. So
people have been predicting a paperless office for a long time, and it didn't ever seem to happen. Lots of paper still around. People are printing everything off and all that stuff. So are we nearly there now?
Ooh, I don't think so. No, it's. I think paper still is, you know, it's a pretty good backup mechanism for when your iPad goes down, right? So on your books. So I think I still think paper has a place to be. It tends to be the a record of things that occur in many organisations. But I'm not predicting the death of printers and papers just yet.
Also, but Aruba has been plumbing, you know, or disclosing or talking about what digital technologies can do to offices. Tell us about what you've been saying.
Yeah, so some survey work we've been doing with organisations, and we've been looking how they, you know, the benefits of the digital work office or the workplace, and what we're seeing is organisations who make the move to a digital workplace, they're finding quite a lot of benefits, particularly around, you know, they start with, you know, collaboration and productivity. And what they're finding through that is actually quite a considerable amount of innovation that comes from employees as well, or people in the organisations. And there's sort of the consequences that come from having a smarter office place to work within. And what we're also seeing, it's become more attractive to work for. You know, students are coming out of universities with high expectations of very fast networks and, you know, the work from anywhere, any place approach. And they come to the workplace expecting the same thing. And then what we're also seeing with all of that is employee retention is quite considerable. In fact, the numbers we're seeing from a Deloitte study that these smart workplaces are the retention rate is approaching 90% of employees just because of creating these smarter work environments.
What is a smart workplace?
Yeah, what does it look like? Yes, it's
as opposed to a stupid workplace.
Yes. Well, it means different things to many people, of course. So what we're seeing is, a smart meeting room, so you can walk in, the lights come on, the room gets booked to you sort of straight away, the projector turns on or the TV turns on more or less by itself, and you're not having to fumble around making your office environment work. Also, what we're seeing is better utilization of the environment. So if the meeting rooms are booked but nobody turns up, the meeting room is released and given back to other people to use. Or you go to the meeting room and only two of you turn up, but it's a room for 10. And so it starts doing...
One of the interesting things in my notes here says that from one of your surveys, 65% of revolutionaries reported that they have seen professional development and growth through the use of digital technology. And I presume you're not talking about Robespierre and Vladimir Lenin as revolutionaries.
No.
What are we talking about? What do we mean, revolutionaries?
Yes. Well, these are certainly the types of people and organisations who are taking a step to smarten up their office environment by incorporating Internet of Things devices into the workplace. Lighting, for example, smarter locks, door openers and so forth. Into the meeting rooms as well, you know, voice assistants and so on. So that's sort of the revolutionaries or evolutionary people who are adopting
this. People who are inclined to use digital technology, is that what we mean?
People inclined to use digital technology, yes. That's a good way of describing them.
And Aruba, is that a company that was taken over by Hewlett-Packard? It's been around for a while? What's the story?
Aruba began in 2002 and with a couple of foundation members who started this, looking as a way of creating a better experience for people who use networks. And in 2016, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise bought the Aruba business and incorporated it across the world. And so we...
Did you work for it before the takeover?
No, I've been part of the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise business.
Oh, okay, righto. Right.
And so I've come into this business a couple of years ago and been leading it since then. And I think the whole philosophy of Aruba has been around creating a better experience for people as they seamless experience, a safer, you know, secure experience while they use the network. Because traditionally it's always been hard to take away the friction of using your network. And
what about yourself, Tony? How long have you been with Hewlett-Packard?
I've been there 3 years now, so running the Aruba business for 2 years, as I mentioned, and prior to that I was in the server part of the Hewlett-Packard business. And so there's quite a good staff, quite a good sizable team across Aruba in Australia and New Zealand. There's over 64 members of the team.
But Hewlett-Packard's huge, isn't
it? Yes, we're quite a large organisation across the world as well, so several hundred here in Australia and New Zealand as well. So,
yeah. So, and you were also a member of the Army Reserve. So you're one of those people who pulls up your shirt to show camouflage underneath.
I do indeed. Yes, I'm also a member of the Army Reserve. So I part of my other role is I work at the Australian Defence College, and we teaching there, part of the directing staff, and also I happen to be doing a lot of the technology support that we run there in terms of the online learning systems as well.
So you need to sign up the Defence Force as a customer.
Well, they are, in fact.
Are they?
So yes, they use that across their defence wide area network. They use our technology for wireless inside the office workplace of of defence as well. So
is the business growing still rapidly?
Yeah, look, the market and the business is growing quite rapidly. What we're seeing just in my own business, it's we're growing more than 15 to 20% per year on year. The market is there's still quite a lot of buying going on in the market. It's probably over a $600 million business in Australia. The network business per se, and we participate as in that market so quite successfully.
Yeah, right. And so plenty of growth to come, I imagine.
There is, yes. There's no shortage of demand as the new telecommunication technologies come on, the 5G and so forth. We're still seeing that Wi-Fi, which is part of the main technologies we sell, is still growing in use across the country considerably, both in consumer and corporate.
What do you think about the argument of technology replacing human beings in work?
I haven't seen that. Everything we're seeing now is the technology is actually augmenting people, what they can do. They help people. They automate processes which tend to be menial. And what we're finding is most people using these automation processes actually becoming more efficient at what they do. Taking the mundane out of their job by and large. So I have to see there's a long need for people and technology supporting people do their job. So I'd say that's a pretty much a growing space.
Yeah, and you don't think you'll see that in the future?
A long way into the future, possible. That may be more science fiction than reality, that side of it. I think we still need people to talk to people and deal with people. And I think technology has its right place. It's just, making the world a better place for people and doing their jobs and their life cycle and lifestyle. So,
great to talk to you, Tony.
You too, Alan.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
So Tony Smith is the General Manager, South Pacific, for Aruba, which is part of Hewlett-Packard.